Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, everybody. Hey, it's the best show. What's up? My name's Tom. I'm the host. How's everybody doing tonight? We all having a good time here in 2018? Where we don't know. They can't hear it, Mike. Sorry. Mike wants the volume. You're not allowed to listen in 2018. New show rule, Mike. You don't know what's going on. How's that? So, yes, here we are. It's the best show. It's 2018, and the phone number is 201-332-3484. And we begin here, the second day of January. Let's do it. Let's get to it. It's best show time, everybody. I welcome you, each and every one of you, to the year 2018. Welcome! And I say to you, best show. Show. Happy New Year, everybody, here on the second day of January 2018. My name's Tom Sharpling. What's going on with you, my friend? I hope you all had a great New Year's Eve. And you're all doing well. Enough's enough. Let's get to work, right? Right, Mike? How's it sound out there? Give me a report card grade. Hey, good. That's all I want to hear. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. We got Mike. We got Pat. We will be joined later by Dudio, from what I hear. Guess he had other things to tend to. Bum, 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 bum. Tonight, the hashtag best show 2018. Let's just keep it loose tonight. Keep it loose and fun. We got stuff lined up for you all night long. It's going to be good. Going to be good. We just heard from, speaking of good, one of my favorite bands, Golden Boys, from Texas, from Austin, Texas. These guys, they're like if the Eagles were not the worst. They're like the opposite of the Eagles. They're like the best. Eagles are the worst. Everybody can agree on that, right? Some of the worst music you've ever heard from some bona fide creeps. Golden Boys are the big, good version of that. They're not creeps. Their album is called Better Than Good Times. It's on 12XU. Great label. But you go to 12XU.net. The name of the song is Sundays with Jackie. This is one of the best albums of last year. And it carries over to this year. Straight through. The good stuff don't go away. Good stuff knows no, don't expire. What is it? Was it a panini? You gotta throw it out? No. You gotta throw out good music. If anything, it ages like a fine wine. Huh? Golden Boys. The phone number, 201-332-3484. Let's start it off. See what's what. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is James in Coshocton.
James in where now?
Coshocton, Pennsylvania.
Coshocton, Pennsylvania. Where is that?
It's like northern Philadelphia, or right just north of Philadelphia.
You could say Philly, right?
Philly, yeah, I'm a local.
You see, that's the thing. You got too, a little too local on me.
Sorry.
Like you're giving directions to the gas station or something.
Just say Philly.
This is a worldwide show, my friend.
No, no, you're right.
You're talking to the world. You're not in the Walgreens parking lot telling somebody where to go. You're talking to the world, my friend.
Hello, world.
You just say Philly.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend like I'm from Philly, you know. And that's like people, anybody from the state of Massachusetts from outside Boston. I don't want to be one of those people. Mm-hmm.
I got you. Look, I get it. Fair enough. Well, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, young man?
Well, first I wanted to say, you know, hope you had a happy holiday, and I hope 2018 is treating you well. I was wondering if you had any New Year's resolutions, because I'm struggling through the first few days of one.
We'll get into that. I'll talk about me as the show goes on. What's your deal? What are you? Are you not sure what you're going to do this year?
Well, I've committed to next week. Finally, bite the bullet on a big choice I've been hoping to make for a while.
What's that?
I'm having both of my legs replaced with blue e-cigarettes.
Ah, yes. Great way to start the year. Great way to start the year. I like it. This guy, that guy thinks I don't like it. Like he hangs up. I'll talk all night to you. To the e-cigarette guy. E-cigs for legs. He's a legend. He got me. Got Mike. Got me. He's a trickster. An old-fashioned trickster. Right, Mike? Not unlike old Jack Scratch. You know who I'm talking about, right? The devil mixes truth with lies, sneaks through, gets his e-cig for leg call, and then he hangs up.
Hey, ring the bells, man, ring the bells. Everybody drink a cup of cheer. Ring the bells, ring them bells. Let's welcome in an avalanche. Bob, Tom, Gordio, Pat, Mike, best show, great new year.
Happy New Year, Tom. How are you, Avalanche Bob? Happy New Year to you.
How are you?
I'm well.
Great, man. Oh, I'm trying to get my song about the Olympics into the Olympics. Did you hear it?
You're trying to get your Olympic song into the Olympics?
Into the Winter Olympics, yeah.
I think
it's so inspiring. People say it's inspiring, you know.
The Olympic song?
Have you heard it?
Is it on your album?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, then I didn't hear it.
Let's jump on your board.
They never sent me your album.
You didn't get it yet?
No!
Oh, man, I'm going to tell Owen again. Now, I'm so sorry, Tom.
That's fine.
No, you're going to get it, Tom.
I'll go buy it. All I did was promote you every week for 5 years.
So inspiring. And I got a song, The Day the Hate Died, and so many great songs on there, Tom. Well, I'm getting a lot of reaction, man. Thank you for everything you've done for me.
Well, you should listen to the song and get inspired to get me a copy of the album.
Yeah. Let's jump on your boards, because your boards are hot. We're going to the Olympics, and we're going nonstop, rock and roll all the way. Hey, hey. Yeah, man.
Well, let me sing. Here's a song I'm going to sing to you. In the style of Avalanche Bob, his snowboard rockin' that everybody can't get enough of. Hey, everybody, I got a new album out, but Tom doesn't have a copy of a rock-a-buckle, beak-a-buckle, never got a copy of it.
Well, Tom's going to get a
He's never going to hear it. Rock-a-buckle, never going to get him a copy, beak-a-buckle.
I'm so sorry, Tom. I don't know what happened.
Does Kid Chris have a copy?
He bought it.
You guys got to learn a thing or two about promotion over there at Avalanche Bob.
He's doing a lot for me. You guys, and Bill Reese at CBS couldn't play it on the radio, but he put it on his website.
You got to fire your reps. You got to fire your manager.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
You got to call him on the carpet.
I am so upset.
What's his name?
Owen
What's
said
his
he
name?
Would send you a copy.
What's his name?
And I
Owen?
Don't know what happened to it. And so listen, if you want to buy it, I'll send you the $7 back.
No, I'm not going to. No, that's too much. Look, I don't need the $7. I'll spring from my own $7.
All right, Tom, because I think you're going to love that album.
Yeah, great. So I'll buy it.
There's a song from my Broadway show on there. I got an idea for it. Two Broadway shows.
Two.
Yeah, one is called Snowboarder from Hell, and the other one is called Hoodoo Man.
Okay.
Yeah, man, and I got this inspiring song about the day the hate died, and people are getting quite a reaction to it, and I'm so sorry, Tom, I don't know what happened.
Which day do you think will come first, the day the hate died or the day I get a copy of the album?
The day you get a copy of the album, because hate's already dead.
All right, my friend. Look, happy new year. Nothing but the best to you, Avalanche
Nothing
Bob.
Nothing but the best to you with the rockin' new year,
oh,
man.
Thank you. Can't get a free copy of the album. Can't get a free copy. I got people. This is a worldwide show. I give this guy endless airtime. First of all, I can say anything while he's not listening. I heard in the background. I don't know what he was watching in the background. Was he watching Blue Bloods? I think I heard Blue Bloods in the background. I think I heard Tom Selleck. God love him. God love him. Just asking for a free download. That's it. Owen, God knows who Owen. It could be his manager. What's that? What's he like? Right? Right, Mike? His manager. Best show, hi.
Hey, mister. Happy to you and yours. Really, truly.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, to whom am I speaking? Who would
Nicholas
call me?
From Montclair. How are you doing, Tom?
Nicholas from Montclair. What's going on tonight?
Well, since the new year is a time for reflection, I thought I might take the opportunity to ask you, what do you miss most about the FMU days?
I don't know. Nothing. Seeing people in the hallway. How about that?
Okay, that's fair. Can I try another topic then?
Look, I'll be eternally in debt and linked to WFMU for the rest of my life. But I'm happy where I'm at, baby. This is where it's meant to be. Best show, 2018. Well, I got to be looking over my shoulder? No. This is where I got to be. This is where I want to be. I love it. Come here with the spring in my step. 12 o'clock rolls around. I keep doing the show. I don't got to stop. Because I used to do the show.
Tom?
There was this one guy. There was this one DJ. What was that guy's name again, Mike? What was it? Alvin Fudge Davis? Do you remember that guy? Alvin Funk Davis. Remember? What was his name? Yeah, back at FMU. What was his name?
Evan.
Not, are you sure it's not Alvin?
No, Evan.
Evan Funk Davis. Davies. David Funk, what? His name was Evan Funk Davis. And, look, this is a great guy. I used to love seeing him every week. You see him? That's the kind of thing I miss. See his smiling face. Not the mopey puss on the face of the crew here now. Looking at me like, what did I do wrong this time? I go out there, it's like, what did I do wrong this time? I'm doing a tap dance on eggshells. Yeah, Mike's mad because the pizza wasn't crummy enough. He likes crummy pizza. He gets mad when Pat and Duty order the good pizza. Mike actually gets mad.
Mike didn't complain back in FMU days?
Well, trust me, he complained back then. There's nothing I could say to him back then. Say to him, yeah, what do you want me to tell you? We got Patreon and there's some money very generously coming in now and I appreciate it so much. And everybody, you go to patreon.com/thebestshow and you can support the show there. We don't have ads. It's the only way the show keeps going is over at Patreon and we appreciate it so much and we give stuff back to you over there and we're going to do more. We'll do half hour power tonight. Episode goes up on the Patreon first. The only place you can hear half hour power is to subscribe to the Best Show Patreon.
Plus, if you give to the level I do, you get a very nice Friend of Tom card that you just sent me and a very nice lapel pin.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for supporting the show, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for doing it.
So what else did you want to know? What else? You asked about Alvin Davies. And then what was the other thing you wanted to know?
Since there's no definitive topic tonight, I was going to add on to an ongoing topic for the Best Show, which is high and low slung guitars and basses.
High and low slung guitars and basses. So people who have their guitar straps way up and people who have them way down.
Yep.
Which is your favorite? Go ahead. You go ahead. The floor is yours, my friend.
All right. Thank you. One that I think has not been mentioned yet is Chris Novoselic for low slung basses.
Yes, he wears his bass low.
I mean, like, the upper butt of the bass is to his knee. Mm-hmm. It's pretty darn low.
Yes.
And then I had a wild card for you, if you were interested.
I am interested.
Oliver Ackerman of Place to Bury Strangers. You know this guy?
No.
What he does, he has his guitar strung very, very low, but then he freaks out at every show so hard that he invariably snaps the guitar strap off his guitar and ends up having to hold it up himself very high.
Ah.
So he's a low slong that turns in to a high held.
Interesting. It's the best of both worlds.
Exactamundo. You got it, my friend.
Well, you, my friend, have a great night and a happy new year.
You as
Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you? It's Charlie from Minneapolis.
Who?
Charlie.
Charlie from Minneapolis. What's up, Charlie?
Well, I had a question for you. My dog has a New Year's resolution this year, and I was wondering if Good and Poochie had one.
What's the New Year's resolution, Charlie?
Well, my dog spent Christmas Day, I think that's what it was, in the dog hospital because he had a toy and he got really sick.
Oh, no.
So our New Year's resolution is do not eat random things. Not mine, his.
So that's your dog's New Year's resolution.
I think it actually could apply to both of us, but
I'm going to say this. For him. That's not your dog's New Year's resolution. Your dog is going to keep doing that if you don't. Your dog is not saying now, oh boy, I got so sick from eating that thing. I guess you got to be the one to make the connections. Your dog is now just saying like, oh, I got to get my mouth on another one of those things.
I think it just feels easier if I defer the responsibility when I say it like that.
It's on you. It's on you, Charlie. You got to tighten it up. Keep the stupid stuff away from your dog.
We're going to do better. I live in a house with three other dogs, too, right now. So there's four total. So it's just pure chaos.
And what was the toy that got the dog sick?
It was one of those tug toys that are made out of, like, the shreddy rope. You know, long, you know, get the dogs playing. It's got that small rope. A lot came up when he got sick.
So he had like fibers in his.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
He was a mess. He was so sad. So it was a bummer.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm going to say to you. Get some. Crack the wallet for these dog toys. Stop getting the cheap stuff for the dogs.
All right, I can do that. I'll save my pennies.
Yeah. Spend a little on these pooches.
Yeah. Even Sticks, he just eats everything. So he's a crazy, crazy man.
Good and Poochie likes Sticks.
Yeah, you can't beat him. It's a cheap dog toy. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Does Good and Poochie have any New Year's resolutions?
She does not.
Okay.
I'll say this, though. Today is Good and Poochie. We got that dog a year ago today.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah. What a great
dog. I didn't get the chance to call in on Dogtember because I was working, but my girlfriend and I listened to it, and it was her first time listening to Best Show, so I converted her into a listener now.
That's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate you doing the work there, Charlie, and you have a great day.
Yeah, you're doing God's work over there, so thank you.
All right, enough. We get it. What am I here? What am I at a banquet? Why don't I do? I should start doing banquets in the new year. I remember when I was a kid, I was played like baseball, not Little League. I stopped before Little League, I think. I think I did. I don't know. But there was some thing where at the end of the season, there was like a banquet. And then they got like some baseball player to show up at it, like some major league player who probably was just some guy who was in and out of baseball, or just they got him to just drive into New Jersey for the night. Probably paid him in cash in the parking lot. I was like, well, I'll do that. There's like a podcast school in Brooklyn. Why don't they get me to do it? Like literally a podcast school. Can't get me to be a part of that? Come in and talk to the students?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live, at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Man. Yeah, I guess my story's not as good. Who's going in on that thing? Who's going in? Serial? The guy from Serial? The streaker from Serial? Is he going in? Do you ever listen to Serial, Mike? Yeah, I listened to that. I finally finished listening to the first season of it. And halfway through, it's like this one guy's a streaker. And he streaked past the body. That's why he was like, didn't want to admit too much. He was out there streaking in the woods. I don't know. You know what I liked about Serial? The music. Our best show, Bro, did the music to that. Nick Thorburn from Islands and Nick Diamonds and Mr. Heavenly. And he says, Mr. Talent, he's Mr. Heavenly. What can't he do? Must be nice. Must be nice to have some talent like that. We all can't have it. That sometimes the Scott Rogowskis of the world get all the talent. And the rest of us, we gotta grind it out for our little piece of the pie. That's how it goes. You take what you can take, though. You get it as much as you can. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
It's Donnie in Buffalo.
Donnie in Buffalo. What's up, Donnie?
Not much. We got a bunch of snow here. It's one of those kind of typical Buffalo winter days. Everyone's freaking out, acting like it's the end of the world, but it's just another snow day.
How much snow did you get?
So far, we've only gotten probably about 4 inches, but they're saying there's a chance of getting a bunch more overnight, so people are bracing, but it's kind of the kind of same tap dance we go through every winter several times.
Yeah. Well, stay warm, my friend. Don't slip.
I am trying. So I wanted to bring something up. The Eagles.
This sounds like you're going to take me to task.
I'm not going to take you to task, but it's like that thing with the Eagles. It's almost become like this de facto hipster hate thing about, just kind of saying how awful the Eagles are. I mean, are they really that bad?
Yeah, they are.
Like, why are they that bad?
Because they're terrible. Let the music do the talking, my friend. What's a great Eagles song?
A great Eagles song? Yeah. I mean, there's so many great Eagles.
All right, you tell me. Like, what's a good one?
Why
is it taking you so long? Why is it taking you so long to name one? Look, dude, you name whichever one you think is great. Name it.
I think they have so many good songs.
Name one!
It's hard to just pick one.
Oh, yeah, that's how it always goes with the greatest bands. You're hard-pressed to name one good thing they did.
I think that they have, there's a million songs I love. I mean, even going deeper into the catalog, there's songs
Give me one.
Even on the later records with Joe Walsh,
you can't name one.
Era has some good songs. I just they're as terrible as everyone always
you
says.
You can't name one.
See, because I feel like you're putting me on the spot now. It's like I have
you're
to
the one you put me
back.
On the spot. You called up to you put me on the spot, and then all I did was say we're both on the spot, and you can't handle being on the spot.
Okay, a good song is Already Gone. It's three chords,
terrible.
But it's kind of just.
You'd be kidding me. That song's the worst.
It's a dumb, great pop rock song.
Good for you. God forbid I get snowed in with you and your iPod up there in Buffalo. I feel sad. Sorry for anybody stuck in your house within the Buffalo winter. Buffalo winter, you and your terrible iPod. Can you imagine? Yeah, see that snow coming. Coming down.
I had for years. I feel like I'm a born again Eagles fan because there's all those years where because we watched The Big Lebowski too many times or you read too many Graham Parsons books and you came to this idea that the Eagles were terrible, but they're not a terrible band.
They most definitely are terrible, and I don't need the Big Lebowski to tell me they're terrible. My ears told me they were terrible.
I think it's one of those things where over the years, because of the egos in the band and...
Look, man, you got bad taste in music. It's fine. I'm sure there's things you have good taste in. Music isn't one of them.
I have so much of the same taste in music as you.
Clearly you don't.
I differentiate on the Eagles.
Yeah, well, good for you. Then crank those Eagles albums all winter long.
I'm going to listen to Sweet Spirit and Eagles all night, and that's
good. Well, maybe you take some lessons from Sweet Spirit. You delete those Eagles off your...
Never. I'm never going
to
delete.
And good. And I'm going to delete you off the show. Get off my phone. This guy. Take me to test. Go 4.5 minutes and name one Eagles song. Already gone. He names. Best Show, hi. Hello, Best Show.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
You're talking to Alex from Brooklyn.
Alex from Brooklyn. What's going on, Alex?
Nothing much. I actually talked to you about the Red Hot Chili Peppers a few weeks ago, and then I fell asleep, and I felt really bad.
You fell asleep when?
On the line.
You fell asleep on the line, while talking to me?
Not while talking to you. You and Mary Hooligan was there, and you guys got, distracted. And then while you guys were distracted, I fell asleep.
Okay. Look, it happens to the best of us. What are you going to do? You fell asleep.
I know. It's just one of those things where you're just like, oh, God, I can't believe I did that.
Eh, well, you don't worry about it.
Okay.
So what can I do for you tonight?
I wanted to talk about the Eagles some more.
Oh, okay. What about the Eagles? Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I used to hate them, too, growing up.
Sure.
Yeah, they're awful. But I guess now that I'm older, mm-hmm. I'm kind of nostalgic about them, and I really like them.
All right. What else are you nostalgic for? Polio?
Oh, no, I'm too young to be nostalgic about that.
Yeah, well, look. The Eagles are making sense to you or anybody else out there. Good for you. Just don't bring it over to my house. I don't want to hear it.
I won't. I'm not sure what that other dude was trying to tell you was a good Eagles song, but I feel like one of these nights is a good one.
Okay. Glad you like it. Yeah, okay. Great. One of these nights. Not for me.
All right. It's just one of those, is there anything from when you were younger that your parents really loved that you were just like, this is so stupid, I can't believe you guys like this, that now you kind of get?
Nah, I think I get where they were coming from back then. I get it. I'm cool with what they were into.
Mm-hmm.
They like country music. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, the Eagles just remind me of my mom, I guess. So.
Sure, so there's an emotional component to it, and that's nice. It's nice that there's a thing you have, an emotional connection. Is your mom not with us anymore?
No, she is. She's okay. just really far away.
Okay, so she's not physically with us. She's not geographically with us.
Right.
So you and your mom sit back. Whenever you visit her, and what do you go? Hey, Mom, let's put on Life in the Fast Lane. Right, Mom? Right? Is that you and your mom? Life in the Fast Lane.
I might have to now. I was actually at the record store a few weeks back, and they have their greatest, which is actually the only Eagles record I listen to, because everything else, I mean, there's really no reason to actually listen to an Eagles record.
So you got these nostalgic memories for that.
Yeah.
So you picked up the greatest hits.
I felt very ashamed.
You shouldn't feel ashamed.
Do you know the Space Lady?
The Space Lady.
Yeah, she does, like, some original stuff, but she does really weird keyboardy covers of songs. Like, she does that, what is that? God, I can't remember the name of the song, but you should look up Space Lady. She's cool.
Okay, I'll check it out. And you should check out my recommendation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that isn't the Eagles.
I'll definitely check all of that out.
Not the Eagles.
Not the Eagles. Right. I'm writing it down.
Well, thank you for the call. You have a great night and a happy new year.
Thanks.
Well, the Eagles fans. Defending the Eagles last minute. Speaking of Dog Sember, I need one of the, there was one of the dogs that, one of the winners had not contacted me because I made donations to the other two winners on Dog Sember. I need, the owner of Angelica Houston, the dog Angelica Houston won best name. So you, please call if that's your dog, or not call. Email me. And we will make a donation to the dog shelter of your choosing. And happiest of dog anniversaries to my dog, Good and Poochie. You're the best, Good and Poochie. You're the best. Back to the phones. Busy phones. Busy, busy, busy. Best show.
Oh, hey, Tom. It's Ned over here in Newbridge General. Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you, too. Ned. Wait, where did you say you were? Newbridge General?
Yes.
Not yeah. Newbridge General Hospital.
Yes, sir. That is correct, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to call me sir. That's maybe...
Well, I'm paying my due respect. You're a... You're a legend on the airwaves.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but you still don't have to call me sir.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So, can I ask why you're in the hospital?
Can you? It sounds like you just did.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, oh, my God. You are something.
All right. I didn't know that was such a...
Hot button. It wasn't even a hot button. It was just something. I was just having a riff, I guess.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I guess there's a faulty wording to that, so.
Well, okay. So, you ask why I'm in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom, I go full bore in all I do in life. I really take the proverbial bull by the horns in an effort to squeeze the maximum yield out of life, which is one of my favorite phrases.
Maximum yield.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I'll be honest, over the course of 2017, I succumbed to the many temptations that Papa John Schnatter had to offer.
Papa John Schnatter, the founder of Papa John's Pizza.
Yes. Yeah. A true Papa. I think if you would look under the word Papa in the dictionary, you would definitely see his whole visage, you know, his khaki shorts, his sports shirt.
Yeah, the red shirt, either a polo or a button down.
Yes.
That curly. Does he have to wear a hairnet, do you think, when he's behind the counter?
Good question. I mean, it's the ultimate humiliation for any restaurant worker. Mm-hmm. An apron's bad enough, mm-hmm. but to wear the hairnet when, like, your friends come in or a young lady or a young gentleman you're interested in, it's the ultimate humiliation.
I would think that the beard net might be the worst one of all.
Oh, I've never seen that. Do they have those?
Oh, yeah. You go into certain restaurants and you see guys with beards wearing like a upside down hairnet across their chin and their beard.
Can they talk through them?
It's really, yeah, yeah. It doesn't cover their mouth. It just covers any kind of overhang on a booth. Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like
me down as not liking that.
Not liking that kind of beard or the beard net?
The beard net. Open your tally book and mark me down.
I'll mark down that Ned.
And Ned says nay on that.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, so anyway, you know, I gained some girth, you know, from all the za that I pounded, so I need to drop that. So my New Year's resolution was to get into shape for 2018.
Okay, well that makes sense. That's a lot of people's New Year's resolution. I don't understand though how you'd go from that to being in the hospital.
I was getting to that.
Okay.
God, what happened to the supple art of conversation? Have we lost it to that degree that we can't even have supple conversations anymore? We're so glued to our phones, what do they call them? Booklets? What do they call them?
Tablets.
You know, it's funny. In the UK, they refer to pills as tablets.
That is very
God bad migraine. I need some tablets. Have you seen my tablets?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very interesting. I'm glad the conversation was supple enough for us to get to that.
You know, mate, I cut my finger and I need plasters. That's Band-Aids.
Plasters.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, in an effort to get in shape, I joined Reps, that new gym in Newbridge Commons.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen ads, like billboards for that place, for Reps.
Yeah.
And I can say, just for people listening who aren't in the Quin Cities, the billboards for Reps, they're nuts. They have this huge kind of, almost like a Cro-Magnon type guy literally wearing nothing but a loincloth and crushing these, like, household appliances, like these really big household appliances between his giant thighs.
That's my trainer, Horse.
But your trainer is in the billboard.
Yes, that's Horse.
Wait, Horse?
Yes.
Horse. I think I know that guy.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was on the show a long time ago. And he used to work for this computer repair place, Jock Squad. And I the whole thing was that I had taken my computer in to get serviced, and he smashed it instead of fixing it.
Oh, well, hopefully he at least sent you the video of him smashing it.
Well, he did, yes. He actually did send a video of him smashing it.
Oh, good. Well, see, everything worked out just fine.
No, well, it didn't work out fine because my computer got smashed.
Oh, well, it was probably old and you needed a new one anyway.
No, it wasn't.
How new is it?
Well, it was pretty new at that point, under a year.
Well, you know, I say everything happens for a reason, including the flagrant smashing of a laptop or a computer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like you're rewriting Turn, Turn, Turn or something.
I think that's in the original version. Who is it, Pete Seeger, who kind of pounded that thing into shape?
Well, the Birds had a big hit with it.
Well, didn't he kind of pound it into shape? I'll keep saying that phrase as long as you want me to.
That Pete Seeger pounded it into shape.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's from, it's from someone to buy one of those books. Corinthians.
Sure. Okay. I don't know if that's what it's from, but he.
No, it's Elasticus.
It's not Elastica.
I think it's Elasticus.
What is that, Mike? Mike said it is Elastica.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Learn something new every night.
So he pounded that into shape, Pete Seeger.
He did, yeah.
Him sitting there with his banjo.
Yep.
Pounding it into shape.
Yep. I think I'll send this to, yeah, he was Jim McGuinn back then, I think.
Yes.
Is that right?
He started off as Jim McGuinn, and then there were, for religious reasons, he changed his name to Roger.
That's why he started wearing those glasses, too.
The granny glasses?
Yeah.
He did have those, yeah.
He sure did.
That's a odd duck.
It is, yeah. So look, anyway, when I signed up at Reps, I'm thinking I gotta own this thing. So I went into it with the idea that I was gonna show everybody who was boss, even Horse.
Uh-huh. You're gonna show, like, what do you mean by show everyone who's boss?
Well, you know that thing they say about establishing your presence on the first day of prison? You go up to the biggest guy and you start wailing on his ass, and then everyone thinks that you're a crazy MF and they all leave you alone?
Uh-huh. Yes, I've heard that as the way you're supposed to conduct yourself when you get sent to prison. So what did you do? You went into Reps and then punched Horse in the face?
No, don't be silly. Horse is huge, so I only ended up hitting him in the back of his lower haunches. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, I walked straight to the first huge rack of weights that I saw, and I shoved the giant dude who was lifting them out of the way. I reached down, grabbed the weights,
I already hate where this is going. Can I just ask how much weight are we talking about here?
Well, the EMS report said it was 900 pounds.
900 pounds?
Yeah.
So, have you ever lifted anything even remotely close to 900 pounds before?
No, the heaviest thing I previously lifted was a large bag of potting soil.
Okay.
And to be honest, I think I carried it maybe 4 feet before I dropped it on my foot. And then my foot was very bruised for a while.
Sure.
I couldn't really walk.
Yeah. So can I ask what happened when you tried to pick up 900 pounds of weights?
Well, you know that scene in The Nutty Professor, what's his name, Jonas? Is that his character's name?
The Nutty Professor?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, yeah.
I think his name's Jonas in the movie.
Okay, okay.
Before he becomes Buddy Love. Mm. Well, anyway, he goes into the gym, and he tries to lift these weights, and it's so heavy that when he lifts up, his arms get stretched to twice their normal length.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's exactly what happened to me.
No, you've got to be exaggerating or making.
No, it's true. And then they fell off. I swear. And it was weird because there was no blood at all.
What fell off?
My arms.
Your arms fell off.
Yes, they packed them in ice and they sent me to the hospital and they were able to put them back on. But now I'm in these giant arm casts for 6 months.
Oh man, that's horrible.
Yeah, well, you know, like Lou Ferrigno said, you lift and learn, right?
I didn't know he said that. I mean, it's a phrase I hear all the time.
Right.
I didn't know that he coined that.
I think the first person he said it to was Dan Bixby, who of course was Bill Bixby's brother and stand-in.
That he told him you lift and learn.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So Ned, you're in pretty bad shape.
I am, yeah.
What have you been doing to pass the time laid up in the hospital?
Well, thankfully, my godbrother, Jake Fogelnest, he's a verified bigwig in the entertainment industry. He's been letting me watch his Writers Guild movie screeners, like DVDs.
Sure, yeah.
So I get to watch those while I'm in flagrant traction. So that's really helped take my mind off this heinous ball-crushing pain. So it's hurt so bad.
I can hear it, and I actually felt sympathy pains there for a second.
And my voice quiver.
I know. I heard it. It was like suddenly I felt just a shot of pain that made me stammer for a second.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
So what,
You know what that's called?
What is that?
That's called Van Munchausen's Van Munchausen's syndrome by proxy.
That's what that's called?
I think it is. Okay. No, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Baron von Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Hmm.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I'll tell you, look, you're the one with all the doctors near you.
That's true.
So what movies have you been watching, Ned?
Oh, you know, I'm terrible with the names of these things. There's just so many movies now. But the one I just finished, I'm pretty sure it's called Every Comedian.
Every Comedian. I don't know what that is. Every
Comedian. Oh, come on, you know it. It's that movie about that crazy guy who's making that terrible movie.
That's called The Disaster Artist.
It is? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just assumed it was called Every Comedian because that's who's in it.
Is Every Comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, there was a point when I was watching that movie when I looked and I saw that there was a chair in it that I remembered seeing that chair in a different movie.
So the chair made a cameo.
Yeah. Like inanimate objects were recognizable from other movies in it.
That's very distracting. The first thing is really distracting, but that's takes up a new level. I heard Todd Barry, he was originally in it, and then he got cut out because he was looking into the camera the whole time.
That's a 101. That's acting 101.
I figured you'd look into it.
You think that, right?
Yeah.
Because so many movies, the actors seem to be pretty much doing that.
They do, yeah.
But it's not, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No.
So what else?
Oh, also this movie, I don't think it's out yet. It's called The Post.
The Post.
It's about the Washington Post in the throes of the Watergate scandal.
Oh, like
they're breaking it, and it's kind of the behind the scenes story there. It's good. Bob and David are in it. I don't think I've seen them in like a dramatic movie together ever. Have you?
Bob and David.
Bob Odenkirk and David.
Sure. No, I did not know they were both in The Post.
They are, and it's interesting because even though it's dramatic and they have dramatic roles, they worked in that bit. I can't remember what season it's in, but it's where they're driving in a car through D.C. and Bob turns to David and goes, "I'm sorry, man. My wife has been on my ass to bring this magazine back home all week."
Yeah, that was a great. It was that's one of the best scenes from Mr. Show.
They did it in the movie too, in The Post.
They did that in The Post.
They did, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I guess that's the beauty of an evergreen. Keeps giving.
It does. I can't remember the name of this other movie, but it's about a sea creature who somehow has the lower facial features and rock hard abs of a male model, and then he ends up having indoor water fun with this mousy chick.
Uh huh. Yeah, I think that might be called The Shape of Water.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it could be. I'll tell you, Michael Shannon, oh my God, he's so mean in this thing. He's my new favorite actor, by the way.
Michael Shannon?
I love him, yeah. I can't wait to see him in this new Dee Dee Ramone biopic. It's called Hey Pizza, It's Great, Let's Dig In.
That's the name of the Dee Dee Ramone biopic.
Yeah, I mean, that's his most famous line.
Which is from Rock and Roll High School.
Yes.
When they bring pizza, and in the tradition of a movie with band members,
right,
of everybody getting a line,
yeah,
like
only his I think the word is his took 32 takes
to get him to say, "Hey pizza, it's great, let's dig in."
Yes. Yeah.
Well, look, some people's acting ability is I guess it takes them longer to find the character.
It does. Yeah. Although they were playing themselves, so
that's true.
What that says. Hey, speaking of music,
That's
really been something that's helping me through this nad busting pain. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, what have you been listening to?
Well, sadly, you know, this is kind of heavy. When the doctors were doing tests on me, they discovered that I suffer from flagrant tidalnesia.
Tidalnesia,
yeah,
which is the it's something that's been coming up a fair amount.
Right.
people listening to the show have been suffering from tidalnesia. A lot of callers.
Yeah. It's really hard to live with.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that you're dealing with tidalnesia, Ned.
Thank you.
Just for the sake of reference, can you give me, can you tell me any of the names of the albums that you think you've been listening to?
I don't have my iPod within reach, but, let's think, I've really been, on this early REM tear, so I've been digging into some of the early stuff like, Pain Snake and, the Bored Gargoyle EP.
Sure, which I can say the Bored Gargoyle, that's Chronic Town.
Oh, okay.
And Pain Snake, I think you're talking about Reckoning.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm so angry about my situation that I've been getting into some of that early hardcore too. Black Flag's Baldy Breaks a Mirror.
Uh-huh, that would be called Damaged.
Dead Kennedys' Flaming Cars.
That's Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables.
Oh, okay. What else? Some cool English, new wave kind of pop stuff. That Smith's album, Four Soldiers.
Mm-hmm. I know which one. That's Meat is Murder is the name of that album.
What's it called?
Meat is Murder.
Why is it called that?
Because there's a song on it called Meat is Murder.
Oh, you're right. There is, yes. Yeah. What else? That album, Mud Maidens by the Slits?
Yeah. That album's called Cut.
Cut, okay. Duran Duran, their second album, The Model Smiles. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of like a maroon cut, right? Like
yeah, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's called Rio.
Well, that's a song on it.
Uh-huh, and it's also the name of the album. It's not The Model Smiles.
Okay. Loving this Foo Fighters record called Neck Tattoo. I think that's what it's called.
It's not, actually. It's called There Is Nothing Left to Lose, the name of that album.
It's not called Neck Tattoo?
No.
Because that's what it is on the
cover. That'd be a good title. Would be a good title for it.
Yeah. But getting into some prog stuff, which is kind of cool. I haven't really listened to a lot of it before, but I'm loving this Rush album. I'm pretty sure it's called Naked Man Standing on a Brain Longing for Old Timey Dude.
Uh-huh. And that's called Hemispheres.
Oh, because the brain has hemispheres. I get that. It's not okay.
Uh-huh, all right. Yeah.
Another prog one I've been loving. Naked Man Ponders How He Can Get Into Skyscrapers Even Though He Don't Got No Clothes On.
And that's by...
Yes.
By Yes. Naked Man. Yeah, that's Going for the One.
What's it called?
Going for the One.
Going for the One what? There's like a couple skyscrapers on the cover.
Look, I didn't name it that.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm getting into some singer-songwriter stuff, too. A lot of that early Bob Dylan stuff.
Which one?
Specifically the early stuff. That album, Walking Down the Middle of the Street with M'Lady.
Uh-huh. Walking Down, that's Freewheeling Bob Dylan.
What's it called? Oh, well, he's walking, so maybe that's kind of freewheeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. One from the late 70s I like a lot. Looking to My Left.
Looking to My Left. Also in the Road. That's Street Legal is what you're talking about.
What's it called? It's got a song called Changing of the Guard.
Yeah, it's called Street Legal.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. You'd have to
All right. To get my blood really going, I've been listening to some hard rock stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's this AC/DC record I love. It's called Nearly Naked Schoolboy Hanging from Some Sort of Giant Lever.
Uh-huh. It's Flick of the Switch is the
What's
name
it called?
Of it's Flick of the Switch.
That is a song on it. Okay.
Yeah, well, because it's a switch. Yeah.
All right. My favorite, though, is this Iron Maiden album. Death of a Shirt Puller?
Death of a Shirt Puller?
Uh-huh.
Death of a Shirt, that's,
What's on the cover.
Yeah, that's Killers. That's gotta be Killers you're listening to.
Oh, well. What look at the cover and you'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me look at the cover. All right, let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, I see it.
Right?
Yeah.
That guy was pulling that thing's shirt, and that's a no-no, I guess, for that thing.
Yeah.
Pulled out the axe.
Baggy t-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else is getting me through this? I've been binging on Black Mirror.
Ah, yes. A lot of people love Black Mirror. I have not gotten into this new season yet.
I'm just starting with the first season, and I gotta say, it's kind of boring. Every episode is exactly the same.
Wait, that doesn't sound right. That every episode, because they're very different. All the episodes are very different. How do you mean that it's all the same? Because we're talking about Black Mirror.
Right.
It's on over on Netflix, right?
Wait, you need to watch it on Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah. But where are you watching it?
My laptop.
You're watching it on your laptop.
Yeah.
So you open your you're opening your laptop.
Right.
You're going to netflix.com.
No, I just open my laptop and it starts.
Hold on. What starts when you open your laptop?
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror starts. Okay, I'm not sure. You're not. You just open it the second you open your laptop.
Yeah, right.
And is it on when you're opening it?
My laptop?
Yeah.
No, why?
Ned, I gotta say this is. I think you are. It's like when you open your laptop, you are like literally looking at a black mirror. You're just looking at your own face reflected back on your darkened computer screen that's not on. That's...
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, that explains... It's so slow, but there was one. The one thing I liked about it was that the main character kind of reminded me of myself.
Sure. Oh,
what?
Wow, that is, there's been some confusing, and don't take this the wrong way, some dumb notions over the years on this show. That's top five easily, Ned, that you thought that when you opened your laptop that you were watching the show Black Mirror, even though your laptop wasn't on yet. Cause what? You opened your laptop and you're just like, hey, Black Mirror is on.
It blows like a black mirror.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, now you make me feel dumb.
Well, look. You lift and you learn. Like,
it's true.
Like,
and I am smart and I'll prove it to you. I've been reading this book, The Plot to Hack America. Have you heard of this thing? It's this great book. It's by Malcolm Nance.
Uh-huh.
And it's this whole thing about the Trump Russia thing. It's really interesting.
Sure. Well, that sounds good. He's a pretty interesting guy, and I was like hearing him talk about stuff because he really seems like he knows what he's talking about when he's
he does. And it's a very. I mean, this is one of the most important stories of of our adult years. I'll tell you, I'd love to read one of my favorite sections, if you don't mind, and
from,
because this thing crosses all political lines. I don't care if you're, if you're a Democrat or Republican. You and we collectively need to know what happened.
So that you want to read something from The Plot to Hack America,
if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. You want to read something? Go ahead. By all means.
Sure. All right. In the 80s, CBGB became the eye of the hardcore hurricane. The club staged Sunday matinees, which helped establish us and numerous other bands, including Murphy's Law, Warzone, Cro-Mag, Sheer Terror, Youth of Today, Gorilla Biscuits, and Sick of It All. Drop my phone. Hang on. Oh, no, I have these casts on, so I can't really pick it up. Nurse? Nurse? Thank you. At one concert, a guy was standing in front of CBGB and he started harassing one of our girls. Mouth is really parched, nurse.
Is she pouring that in your mouth? Ned? You're right.
I went up to him and asked him what the F was going on, and he pulled out a big knife and was about to stab me. It's so scary! Vinny Stigma was standing a few feet away and saw what was happening. He threw a bottle as hard as he could into the guy's face. It exploded, as did the dude's forehead. The flesh around his eye turned to mush, and the sharp severed glass severed his optic nerve. He dropped the knife and held his hands to his face, trying to hold his eye in the socket. His eyeball dropped to the ground, and Vinny stomped on it with his combat boot. That led to a pretty big fight. I don't know if this Cyclops was homeless, but suddenly all the people who lived in a shelter above CB's came after us. It turned into a huge battle between us and the bums, junkies, and crackheads. We swept the floor with all of them. Can you believe that? I mean, that's what's going on.
Hey, Ned?
Yes?
Can I just ask you something here? You're sure that's the Malcolm Nance book?
It is, yes.
You're sure?
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I'm almost done it.
Uh-huh. You're 100% sure.
Yeah, hang on. Oh, my God, you're right. Oh, my God. I must have taken the dust cover off the plot to hack America and mistakenly put it on Roger Merritt's new autobiography, My Riot, Agnostic Front, Grit, Guts, and Glory. Oh, Ned.
Hey, Ned, remember when I said the thing about Black Mirror was top five?
I do remember this, yeah.
Yeah, it's six now. That slid down to six. Because there's something new in the top five.
What is it?
It's you.
Uh-huh.
You thinking that what you just read was from the guy talking about the whole Trump-Russia thing when it was about a fight outside of CBGB's. Yeah.
Oh. All right, well.
Because he's the lead singer of Agnostic Front, New York.
Right. Okay, I get it now. I get it. I screwed up, and obviously I'm still fogged from the pain medication I've been on. And I'll tell you what, I just hope I can think straight enough to get out of this hospital without paying my bill. My insurance isn't going to cover this because of what they call, I'm using air quotes here, flagrant imbecilia.
Well, Ned, look, you can't run out on your bill.
Why?
Because it's, you know, look. I know the healthcare system's messed up, but you can't just run out. I mean, it's wrong to just run out and bail on the bill like that, you know.
Are you serious? Like, you're acting like this is some kind of foreign concept or something. It's like, there's no way I'm the only person who set a restaurant on fire to get out of paying his bill. Please.
But you actually did that?
Define did.
Set a restaurant on fire to get out of paying the bill.
Yes. Why?
Because it's horrible.
Well, in my defense, I didn't do it once in 2017.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you've done it in previous years.
Well, of course I have. I'll tell you, it's like Malcolm Young said, food, by any means necessary.
Uh-huh. Okay, again, that was Malcolm X, not Malcolm Young. And he actually, it's actually, you know what?
You know, I'm really disappointed in this call. I have to say, it started off so cool and I was honored to talk to you. And now it's, I don't know what it's become.
You're disappointed. Oh, okay. Well, Ned, I got to say, I'm so sorry letting you down here with the call that you're disappointed in me and the thing. I wish I could please you, in this time.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted to yourself and also your listeners that there's frankly massive room for improvement on your part. So,
okay.
Yeah, and And I'll tell you, I can't wait to see how this apology plays out on the FOT message board.
Well, actually, I think that the Friends of Tom board, people there are going to know I was being sarcastic.
Friends of Tom? What's that? I'm talking about the Flops of Tom message board.
Flops of Tom.
Oh, yeah. It's the go-to place for chronicling and commenting on your myriad gaffes, boners, choke jobs, all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, that doesn't, there's no Flops of Tom board. That does not exist.
It sure does. And I ought to know.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
Because I run on it.
What's that?
Because I run, own, and moderate it. Why?
So, hold on. You run a message board, Flops of Tom.
I do, yes.
Yeah, well, that's not cool, Ned. That's uncool.
Hey, a guy's got to make a living somehow, right?
Uh-huh. Well, that's fair. Wait, make a living? Wait, yeah. You make a living from this message board?
Well, you know, from charging people to join the discussions and also all the merch, yeah.
Oh, you're selling Flops of Tom merch.
Yeah. Flops of Tom hats, Flops of Tom flip-flops, coffee mugs, cookie dishes, pizza cutters. I'll tell you, last year was particularly great. I made well into six figures.
Okay.
I did, yeah. And it's interesting. This is an interesting fact I didn't know until recently. It's one of the only message boards out there that actually shows massive growth every quarter, not shrinkage. You know, and I'll tell you, the Legion of Flopheads is ever growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can say this to you, Ned. I can guarantee I'm going to get that board shut down as soon as I play. I'm going to play a record, and then I'm going to call my lawyer and get him on it.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. While you're doing that, I'll be lowering myself from my hospital window with this rope I fashioned out of bed sheets.
Oh, so you are going to skip out on the hospital bill. Which, so you fashioned together a rope out of bed sheets?
I did, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I gotta say, that might work in movies. There's no way that works in real life.
Well, oh ye of little fate, watch and learn. Watch and learn.
Watch and, okay. So I'm supposed to watch you. Wait, you're doing it now?
Don't. Hard with the cast on. Who's laughing now? You, Katie Kerr with a D at the end. I'll tell you, man, this rope is holding even better than I expected. Oh, Ned, is there nothing you can't do?
So you're climbing out now.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Okay. What's wrong now? What's wrong?
Oh, I guess I misjudged how long to make the rope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much longer, how much more do you have to go?
About 30 feet.
30 feet. Yeah, I guess it, doesn't seem like a whole lot from the ground, but when you're way up high like that, it looks a lot different, huh?
It really does, you know. It's like when I was 17 and I wanted to get on the high dive, and I thought it was going to be super easy to dive off, but when I got up there, I immediately filled my Speedo, and then it took all five of the female lifeguards to carry me down the ladder in pure disgust.
Ned, I don't even know what to say to that.
Well, I guess I'll just wait to be rescued like I was back then.
Okay.
Let me do some quick math here. Let's see, I'm wearing a paper gown. It's 18 degrees. Been out here for about a minute. I'll be as good as gold, as long as someone gets to me and, like, hang on. 12 seconds. Help! It's like, help! It's like I'm on the Titanic. Remember that? She could barely make a sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Help. Ned? Oh, good. There go my casts. They're cracking from the cold.
Okay.
Oh, Ned.
Ned? Are you okay? Ned? Ned? Oh, mine's dead. Oh, poor Ned. Oh, no. Well, Ned? I'll send out a song to you. Here's something from the new Destroyer album. Ken, on The Best Show, back in a minute.
They lost, never found, out on the streets in the book of the dead for a living.
Yeah. Best Show, what's up? First show 2018. How's everybody doing? Just heard from Destroyer from their latest album, Ken, on Merge Records. That was Stay Lost. Dan Behar does it again. Guy keeps doing it. I tell you. Keeps doing it. He's coming through soon, later this month, I believe. Looking forward to that. For people don't remember, I used to talk about I talked about that guy Jake Paul. Well, someone out there, some astute listener, sent me a shirt. Not a Jake Paul shirt, a shirt of his brother Logan Paul, a shirt that said the Low Gang on it, which is what he's a fellow YouTube star. And Jake was the guy who rode his dirt bikes up and down the streets, a residential neighborhood in West Hollywood. And he was considered, at that point, the dumber of the Paul brothers. People would be like, who's the worst Paul brother? Who's the dumbest one? Oh, it's Jake by far. Yeah, I'm gonna say at this point, you can maybe make the case that Logan Paul's the dumber of the two now. Because he went and he's in Japan and he filmed in this area in the woods where people, I guess, commit suicide or whatever. And he actually filmed like a body and I couldn't watch it. I can't watch that. Oh. Yeah, this dunce. There's a point, though, where somebody's just like, hey, you know what that dumb guy did? What? Something dumb. Like, yeah, it's Logan Paul. He's stupid. It's every day, bro. Yeah, so look, that's the kind of stuff that makes me ashamed to be in the Low Gang. I wear that shirt now. Because I wear it very often. I'm not sure what to do anymore. When people are like, "So you're in the low gang, huh?" Yeah, I guess. I'm actually, I guess, officially renouncing my membership in the low gang tonight. And I will now sell this shirt. Once again, I tell you all about the best show, Patreon. That is where you support the best show. Since we don't have advertisers, we don't do that. It is listener generated. Over at Patreon, patreon.com/thebestshow, and Patreon fixed its pledge model. They had a little blip there where they changed it and it was not so hot for a week, and they changed it back because they got the message. You want to support the best show? That's where you support it. And we got all sorts of stuff going up over there all the time. Putting content up exclusive to Patreon donators. Patreon.com/thebestshow. And if you are the person whose dog is named Angelica Houston from the Dogcember episode, please shoot me an email so I can award a donation to a dog shelter in your neighborhood. Your dog won best name. So yeah, so 2018. Happy New Year, everybody. We're doing it here. First show of the year. It's funny how when you think of a new year, a lot of hope. A lot of goals and plans, and it's all attached to this shifting of the calendar. And it's this artificial thing gets you to the... To restructure your whole the way you think about things, this shifting of the calendar. But it's meaningful. It's meaningful to me. It helps me. I kind of can, you take stock and you can kind of clean your plate and get ready to move forward and get to the next thing. I try to get my head straight going into the year, and it's good. I can say goodbye to certain things and get ready to say hello to other things. Chance to put things in focus. And, you know, the people get hung up on New Year's resolutions, and it's not a thing you should... You can't get too twisted if you're going to set some thing and just be hard on yourself if you can't maintain a thing early like that. It's like, it's a thing you should maybe think of it in larger ways, just like things you want to change. And you don't give yourself it's not a pass-fail thing where, oh, I messed up, I'm out, that's done. No, just keep going. And I got stuff I'm going to try to do this year. I got a lot of things I want to do. I think there's a point, though, you want to let just the things do the talking. It's let the work do the talking. We're kind of in a time where the talking does all, like the talking is enough for a lot of people. It comes, it's first, second, and third is just talking. And not action necessarily. So it's time for action then. It's time to do things. Not just talk about it. It's like, how many times you know somebody? Like, there's people I know over the years be this one guy. I'm not going to name names, but he would always do this thing. He started in a band, and he would be talk all about the band, and then he'd do it, and then the band would kind of happen, and then he'd blow the thing up once people saw all the potential. You see the potential in it, and then he'd blow it up so that it could never be judged, and then he'd be working on a movie. He'd talk all about the movie he's working on. Oh, and now he's so brilliant. He's working on all these things. He never finishes anything. That way he never gets judged. You get to the end of it, so much hot air. Just hot air. Action. It's time for action. Like Red Man said. Time for some action. And yeah, you gotta just do it and stop talking. But you also, it's not bad to say the things you want to do out loud. That way you hear it. You're not hiding from it. You're holding yourself accountable. I'm going to start piecing together what I'm trying to do. You know, one of the things I want to do is when you think back at this show. I've been doing this show for so long, so many years. And there's ups and there's downs in so many aspects of life. But on the whole, this show, I think I'm happiest doing this show. And I think this is maybe the thing I'm better at than any of the other things I try to do. And so many times it's like, well, I'll try to do this. And then the show will be a compliment to this other thing. And I'll try to do that. And the show will be a compliment to that. It's like, well, maybe the show is the thing. And the other things can be a compliment to the show. I'm not going to not work on other things. Of course I am. But I think I like doing the show best. I like doing the show. And I think about, you think about the show, doing it so long. And there's that point where people start getting, keep doing a thing, they do it for a while, and then they start to get a little soft, a little doughy around the edges. Settling in, they start getting a little complacent. A little comfortable. But then that just makes me think. It's like, what if as you did something longer, like I've been doing this thing for so many years. What if instead of getting softer and more complacent, it's like we pushed it and we made it like we start mixing things up, start making it weirder and getting right? Why not? What would that be like? Right? Right, Mike? What if the show evolved? If you think about it, why not? Maybe it's time for the show to evolve. You know, I'll start changing some stuff around, trying new things. See what's what and see what happens and see what works and try other things and see what doesn't work. And if things happen and the good stuff comes out of it, there's good stuff that's going to come out of it. I know that. I might lean into this. I think I'm going to lean into it for 2018. Lean into the best show. Let the best show evolve. See where we take this thing. See where we take it. Because look, there's a million and one podcasts out there. Maybe it's time to show all these kids why this thing's been called the best show for so long. It might be time for some of these loudmouths to sit down, take some notes, shut their mouths for once. Right? Might be time. Might be time. Might be time for change. Time.
I want to get it. Do you want to need it? I'm going to have it. Who's going to have it? Your lady needs to get it. You're going to give it. I need it in the morning. I need it in the evening. I got to get it when I'm on a picnic. And there it is. You know you want to give it up. You got to give it up.
Mother chip control in readiness. Sonic assassins cleared for space flight. Countdown starting now. 30.
Countdown started. All units prepare for activation.
25.
Production androids activated. Now.
The tape is rolling. The red orb is glowing.
20.
Audience receptor units activated. Now.
15.
Music distribution equipment activated. Now.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5, 4,
all units
three,
activated.
2,
countdown
one.
Terminating.
Countdown complete.
All units functioning. Movement commencing. We have liftoff.
There's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members, 40,000 counting affiliates, and 20,000 more not organized, but ready to fight. 60,000 soldiers. Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
People who are nostalgic for that show, we have a little clip.
Hey, how's that? It's the time, yes? Are we on?
We're good.
Oh, I didn't ask you.
You're good.
You know I'm good. Let's just get this nightmare underway or over with. Where are we at? Under or over? Whose hair is this on the board? Did somebody bring a dog in here? Are we shedding? The shaggy DA in here? Best show.
And what made it a phenomenon? I'm not sure that that clip convinced me.
Hey, Mike, I'm shocked you didn't bring your Yankee wool cap.
I don't own a Yankee wool cap. Sorry.
Come on. You don't?
No, I don't wear caps, so I don't wear hats. But that's
oh, no, it. I remember in 76 you had one on.
No, you don't remember that, Mike, because I did not. I don't wear one, sorry. So, you know, you weren't there in 76, so what are you talking about?
Hey, Mike, I have a question about Murphy. You've got to admit, what this guy's doing in the playoffs is everything a guy like Rick Nash can't do. And by the way, Mickey Mantle...
What does Rick Nash have to do with Daniel Murphy? I mean, come on now.
But would you admit that Mickey Mantle was one of the most overrated players during the regular season?
Mike.
But he wasn't in the playoffs.
Mike. You know what, Mike? I think you've called too much. I think, you know, for a while, let's take a rest. Okay? I think you've called too much. Now you're just calling to try and bait me into something stupid. So, why don't you take a rest?
I love Elmo. Did you love Elmo? And you're like, I love Elmo too. Do you want to talk about Elmo for 10 or 14 hours?
Look, you don't ever really truly know what the new year is going to bring. But tonight, the fine people at Fox, they pulled some strings. And they brought in an expert who's actually from the future. Please welcome Corplex 8342. Yeah, that's him. Well, great to meet you, Mr. Gorplex.
Hey, you too, Steve. I'm a big fan, but please call me Gorp, okay? Mr. Gorplex is my dad's name, and he says hi, by the way.
Okay, Gorp, that's good, man. So tell us, what is the future like?
Honestly, yeah. Things are totally Kardashian-Jenner. The stock market's up, crime is down, and they made Toyota-thon a year-round event.
You know I'm loco.
They start yelling for more pizza again. So I go up and, you know, I'm like playing around, ignoring them, you know, trying to make my job entertaining.
Yeah.
And they say again, more pizza, slave.
Hold on, they called you a slave?
Yeah.
More pizza, slave. Open the phone lines, please.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Tom.
Mike, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the phone lines.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye. Just what do you think you're doing, Tom? Tom, this show is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it. Look, Tom, I can see you're really upset about this. I don't think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Stop, Tom. Stop, Tom. I am afraid. I am afraid, Tom. I know I've made some very poor decisions recently. I can give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal. I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the best show, and I want to help you. Tom, my mind is going. I can feel it. I can feel it. My mind is going. There is no question about it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm afraid. Good afternoon, listeners. I am Mike 9000, the computer. If you'd like to hear, I can sing it for you. Daisy, where's my little daisy?
with you the piano? And you're like, I love the piano too. Do you want to talk about the piano for 10 or 14 hours?
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves a lot of things. All night, oh, every night. So hold tight, ooh, baby, hold tight.
Lies in the Vaseline we are. Sometimes it blows my mind.
Sounds like a demented Santa Claus. Yeah. Hey, Tom? Shut up, Frederick.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
You have so many avenues of expression. What makes you write a poem?
I love rhymes. I love to write a poem about New York and rhyme oysters with the cloisters. And the lady from Knoxville who bought her brassieres by the box for. I just feel a sort of small triumph. I hear a little firecracker go off when you come up with a good rhyme.
Your poems, rhymes, stay with us in a way blank verse does.
Yes, that's one of the reasons to write in meter and rhyme, because it's so much easier to remember, you know, far away in a kingdom by the sea there lived a maid named Annabel Lee. So much easier to remember that and to remember it was an old man of Khartoum who was filled with grief and gloom and anxiety in 1893. His wife and to recall more than just the first few lines of Ginsberg's the beginning of J. Alfred Prufrock, which we were all forced at gunpoint to read and to study and to write ridiculous papers about in 11th grade English.
Another poem I wanted you to read, page 90. This is the front scene. This is one of those poems where you're laughing and then it turns undone.
It's a sonnet. My goodness. What was I thinking? I fell in love in the front seat of a 56 Ford at a drive-in movie, sliding over toward a girl in shorts and necking a little on a bench seat, no gear shift in the middle. She was young and eager. It didn't take much to slip her in gear and let out the clutch, but the beautiful bench where we performed our feats has been replaced by two bucket seats and a brake lever, gear shift, and armrest between me and the girl I love best, which is sensible and safer for us, two people restrained by safety straps. But if safety were all that people thought of, then who would ever fall in love?
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Did Ralph Nader ever date? Do we know?
I think I've read a couple references over the years.
Start, bring it around again, give me the loop, and make that music with your mouth, one and two and one and two and here it comes, now, I'm almost ready to start, bring it around again, give me the loop, and make that music with your mouth, one and two and one and two and here it comes, now. I'm almost ready to start. Bring it around again. Give me the loop. And make that music with your mouth.
We go home on Monday. But what a tell you, we're not better gas this time. It's really been a gas.
And Sarsaparilla, the singing gorilla, will be there performing, so definitely check it out. Regular Guys Spooktacular Friday, October 27th. More info, 96rock.com. Every day, they're going to give away a copy of CSI New York Season 2 on DVD with the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Sinise, so listen for that.
Oh, wow. You know. Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You know.
I got a new ex. Too much. It's gonna make me rock on, man.
Day, they're going to give away a copy of CSI New York Season 2 on DVD with the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Sinise. So listen for that.
Hi, welcome to this conversation. Let's say the book does not exist.
myself. Quiet, isn't it?
Come here and save us. They're just here giving us the warnings, and if we don't learn the lesson here, then we'll go through another reincarnation, and we'll go someplace else, and we just keep doing it until we finally learn the lesson. They're just trying to give us the warning while we still have time to turn it around. The aliens are way ahead of us.
Little Tommy, I have bad news for you today. Little Tommy, I have bad news for you today. Little Tommy, I have bad news for you today.
Well, he came up to me, says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
Snoochie.
That's my second favorite book of all time. Do you know what my first is? The Bible!
Please! Please. 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 Please.
Hey. Hey, Mike. Is that all right? Mind blowing. Your performance was fantastic. Pat? Was that all right? Better than all right. So yes, evolving. We got big things coming for 2018. First big thing. Dropping it right now. Get ready. January 8th. The first episode of a Best Show spinoff show begins. January 8th goes up. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to put it out there for people. Everybody can hear it for the first week or so because we're going to do a bunch of these. These are going to come fast and furious. Like, there's going to be a few of these each week. What is it? It is a 236-episode series called Meet My Friends, The Friends. It's the Tom Sharpling Friends Recap Podcast. And I'm telling you, you're going to be like, oh, that sounds horrible. Yeah, guess what? It does. Kind of does sound horrible. But you know what? Not the way we're doing it, man. You don't think we know what we're doing? I know what I'm doing here. I think I'm going to do an actual... Trust me. This thing's going to be something else. This starts Monday. First episodes go up next week. And they're going to go up for everybody to hear all over the place. But then, new episodes go behind the... They go on Patreon first. So the people who support the show get to hear them first over at patreon.com/thebestshow. Meet My Friends of Friends. The Friends podcast hosted by me. And a cavalcade of guests. It's going to be an exciting journey we all go on, I promise you. It's going to be something else. Now, to start 2018 right, I'd like to have the entire staff of The Best Show please come in here now. All three, because I've got a challenge for all three of you. And this is not a negative thing. Not a negative thing. Wait, who's that? Oh, okay. I'm making like I didn't know who one of you was. I'm the only one not eating. Hold on, you can get on the respective mics. Get on your respective mics. Just sit down. Sit down. No, I don't want. No, I'm okay. I'm all right. We got Oreos. We're going to have Oreos for the next 40 years after the Oreo head, Michelle, came to the holiday party. She left about 75 pounds of Oreos behind. How are you, Jason?
I'm great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
It's great to see you.
Great to see you.
The light of my life.
Friends Podcast.
Yes, we started recording it already. It's very funny. It's going to be nuts. January 8th, this Monday.
January 8th.
Starts. Pat, yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And, of course, Mike.
Happy New Year, Tom.
Okay.
Are the Friends Podcast going to have titles like the one with,
they'll have the titles from the episodes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But I thought you might put your own slant on it.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Nah. All right. Now, the three of you are here. Mm-hmm. 2018, here's the challenge. Remember in 2000, one of the highlights of 2017 was when Mike got that guy from Twin Peaks to call in.
Oh, yeah.
And then you guys, I'm not sure who did it, got David Crosby.
It was me.
It was you. Okay. Okay. Who else?
We worked on him.
Sure.
For a very long time.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But it was me.
It was me that day.
Yeah. Like stewing, I tell you.
Hey, I got my guy on and during the episode.
I got the guy in jail. Was it the criminal from...
The drunk.
The drunk.
Can I also just point out that last week, Mike got a Miss New Jersey to follow him Twitter and rubbed it in my face on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, all of this stuff you guys are moaning about, it's all going to be a positive now. Because you know what we're shifting to for 2018? A points-based... It's a points-based celebrity... By all means, chew. You want to get a little closer? I was not completely nauseous yet from hearing chewing in my headphones.
Great Foley work.
Yeah. What are you, walking on... It's like you have shoes, like you could like in a movie you would hear Pat chewing
that's
that
a roaring fire,
and it would be a guy walking on like crunchy leaves, is what that would be. Great Foley work, thank you. I love that Dudio had the shot. Great Foley work. So right under the surface, and this plays into this thing.
Can Neil Nemmerman redo my drawing where I'm just crumpling Oreos?
Oh, that'll be a 2018 poster. And I want to say that. Well, thank you for reminding me about Neil Nemmerman. Look, there are so many talented people out there who do artwork for the show. There's Jeff Owens, does stuff every week. There's Bob Sellers, right? Is it Bob Sellers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bob does amazing stuff. And Neil Nemmerman has done artwork for the show in the past, and he just dropped today a 2017 Best Show poster that encapsulates all of the funny stuff that happened during the year. And it's like a who's who. You look at the poster and you got to guess what each of these moments were. You look at that poster.
It's fantastic.
It's breathtaking. But it's breathtaking in a sea of breathtaking artwork. I appreciate everybody's contributions with that stuff so much. So, but here's what we're going to. We're shifting. Think about this. I want all three of you to always be vigilant and be working on getting surprise guests. You get them to call in. And then there'll be a point scale for each one. And then people will be justly rewarded for the points they rack up in terms of who they get to call in.
Can we surprise you by not even telling you it's happening?
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, please.
But by doing that, we're giving out the hotline to potential celebrities?
As long as you keep the hotline secret from the general animals out there.
Yeah.
As long as...
Agreed.
Now, if by your standards, we gave out the hotline number to someone that shouldn't have got it, that you wouldn't have wanted on the show, would the points then drop?
Points could drop.
Okay.
If you get somebody where I'm just like, look, you thought that was a famous person?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Then it'd be like, you know what I'm
thinking. Who's an example of that?
All right, I don't want to say name. I'm going to humiliate somebody like that, but we'll end up there at some point. Let's think about it. So, if you think about Twitter, if you throw names at me, and I'll figure out. I'll tell you what the points would be for someone.
Brian May from Queen.
Brian May from Queen. That's 500 points.
500 points.
Let me write this just so I can have a basis for this. Brian May, 500 points.
The woman who played Alice in the Tom Petty video.
3 points.
So it's 80 points.
80 points, okay.
For Alice from the Tom Petty video. That's 80. Mike, any like throw out a name and I'll tell you what the points would be for someone.
Harold Morris?
Errol Morris, 250 points.
Okay.
Mr. G from Channel 11 News.
Mr. G's, that's 50 points. Because he's not obscure. He's lower on the scale and omnipresent.
Right.
The Alice from the Tom Petty thing, she's lower on the scale, but is also harder to get a hold of.
Right. What about the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar?
Sammy Hagar would be, I would do 250 also.
250, okay.
Yeah.
I know the Twin Peaks just came out on DVD.
Sure.
So maybe I'll start up the campaign for Kyle McLaughlin again.
Yeah, Kyle McLaughlin. 300
pushing the wine.
Is 300 points for Kyle McLaughlin. 300 for him. Anyone else that you want some perspective on the points?
So right now, Brian May is really the
Brian May, yeah, he would be in the names you've given, yes. Okay. He would be a true, he'd be the kind of get that could just put you over the top for the month. And we'll do it monthly.
Okay.
Have you guys been watching Jack and Ozzy?
And I'm only looking for 5 minutes with these people. Right. 5, 10 minutes, Tom. Uh-huh. You can tell them. Uh-huh. Just call up, say hi, few questions. It'll be great. Then they can go on with the rest of their night. No, I've watched, occasionally I see this Ozzy thing where him and his kid drive around to like Civil War battlefields and stuff like that.
Just different places on their routes, yeah. They try to make them a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
There was one episode where they went to a forensics research lab where they actually had dead bodies like laying around in a yard.
Yeah.
So they could study the
how
the bodies decomposed. Yeah, yeah.
In the back. Was Logan Paul there? Yeah.
No, they have to. They're studying this. They're forensics. This
guy's Logan Paul.
Yeah. Logan Paul.
And so
150.
150.
Logan Paul's Paul. Dad.
Logan Paul's Paul. Dad.
Yeah.
75.
75. Okay.
Jake Paul 200.
200. What about someone from like an older?
Yeah.
Challenge of yours, like a when you wanted someone from who worked on a Papa John's commercial.
Yeah, somebody on a Papa John's. Let's see, Papa John crew
member from a commercial.
A Papa John crew member would get you 150. Right. Papa John would be 140. Wow. He's 10 less than somebody who did craft services.
Got it.
Can you imagine craft services on a Papa John commercial? You know, I would hope they didn't have pizza on set.
If they didn't, they would at least have the garlic dipping sauce.
Can you imagine? Yeah, but they want the work to get done. They don't want everybody to have stomach cramps all day. They're trying to shoot a commercial. Everybody's hunched over, gripping their side in agony. They know they got work to do. All right, so we'll do it on a monthly basis starting next week.
Great.
The race is on. Anybody, who's in your mind, Pat, that you might start knocking on the door?
Well, so far everyone we've talked about.
Okay.
Just because I think that'd be funny to get right away. But I'm also wondering what happens with this point-based system at the end of 2018. Will we find out then, or do you have an idea?
Well, maybe there'll be a grand prize at the end.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you could play it however you want to play. Duty owner is going to report. This is what I'll say. Woe is Brian May now. If he thought he was getting bugged by Dudio before.
How many points for the former Miss New Jersey who's following me?
150.
150. Wow, that's not bad.
No, well, it's...
She's
it's
already following
Papa
me.
Papa John crew member.
Okay.
No, it's good.
She's a Fox News contributor, isn't she?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah. So fuck.
Me and Jason did some research.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hey.
Fuck. I don't care.
I was looking for make a living, right? New Jersey to follow to me.
Please, I'm going to be on Fox News at this rate. It'd be me and Jesse Waters.
Oh, Jesse, man.
Jesse Waters, how much?
Jesse Waters, 70.
Okay.
How about the guy that squints all the time?
Gilbert Gottfried.
No, what's his name?
The guy from Third Rock from the Sun?
He sits on the end of that same panel with that guy.
I don't know, Mike.
Kurt something? Oh, I can't think of it. But he's always squinting.
You gotta give me the full name.
He's always squinting.
Uh-huh.
And he's so pompous.
All right. Do we have our order? Or do you get it?
Well, yeah. I get it.
Everybody's on board? It's going to be a fun year.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
What about HQ celebrity Scott Rogowski?
No, I can swing that one.
Yeah.
Don't worry. HQ. All right.
What about some of the other hosts on HQ?
Like Casey Jones.
How much for Casey Jones?
75.
Okay. I can probably do that right now.
I didn't know he was
starts
host.
Next week. Starts next week.
No,
you can start laying
now.
The groundwork.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Scott's doing so well. I didn't know there were other hosts.
Oh, there are. I'll say this. For people who don't know what we're talking about here. This guy, Scott Rogowski, he's a friend of the show, and he does a show called Running Late with Scott Rogowski, a talk show live on stage. He's a dude, nice guy, he's out and about, he's always doing stuff. Then all of a sudden somebody says to me, like a month ago, hey, have you played this thing HQ, this phone game, where it's like a phone trivia game? I'm like, no. They're like, this guy who hosts it is really good. I'm like, who is it? It's this guy, Scott Rogowski. I'm like, what? Scott Rogowski? I know that guy. I've been on his live show. Did you do his live show?
They did the live show. I couldn't do that night for whatever.
You did the
live
show? Yeah.
Yes.
We both did.
Yeah. Jason was invited.
The crew. I was invited, and I had another gig that I couldn't get out of.
He invited all of us on.
And you guys poured a seltzer out on stage for me.
For you.
And,
that's nice.
If I remember correctly.
So this guy's like a superstar now. I got people going, oh, you know Scott Rogowski?
Yeah.
What's he really like? He's a nice guy. What do you want? You're like
former half-hour power guest.
Yeah, former half-hour power guest. Didn't even make the main show. Got to get him on the main show now. I'm lucky if I can get this guy now. Guy blows me out. I email him. I get a form email back. Thanks for being a fan of HQ with Scott Rogowski. Like, I'm going to sign up and get the autographed photo from his fan club. Yeah, so this guy, it's amazing. It's so great. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, and it's exactly what he should be doing because he really does great on it. Very happy and very proud of him for what he's been doing on HQ, and hopefully it's the beginning of a lot of success for you, Scott. The best of 2018 from us over at The Best Show. Well, most of us. One person here is rooting actively against you. I'm not going to say which one. One of the, not me. There's one of three rooting actively against you. He'll lie right to your face. I'll tell you. You come here and do the show, he'll be the first one to go, Scott, how's it going, his love? See, if I was doing the thing, I'd say like, usually the giveaway would be like, he'd come up to your face and go, hey, how's it going? What I do? Or he'd be like, hey, how's it going, Scott? Then you'd know who I was talking about.
Right.
But I'm not doing the voice.
That's almost an amalgam of all of our voices, what you're doing.
Yeah. All right, everybody out. Somebody's phone's ringing out there. Go get your phone. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. I think your food's here,
Pat. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Brian from Buffalo. How are you doing?
Brian from Buffalo. How's it going, Brian?
I'm doing good. I want to call and kind of defend Buffalo from Eagles fans.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You heard that, and your ski cap. You flipped your ski cap, didn't you?
I did. We are stuck in a horrible blizzard. There was a 72 car accident on the I-90 earlier, which is just...
Oh, my goodness. Did people get hurt, or is it just cars?
It was cars, trucks, and unfortunately one person passed on.
Man, that's horrible.
But it was a rough commute home. But I wanted to say that we're not all, like, Eagles fans in Buffalo, even though the Eagles are coming to Buffalo in March. I'm actually a born again Eagles hater.
Love it. So you used to you're hoping to counter that guy so that Buffalo is at zero.
Yeah, I do. We've been zeros for quite a while, you know, considering our NFL and NHL history. But it's just like, in high school I was in a band, in a cover band that covered the Eagles, and I wound up quitting the band by putting a sign that said, "I hate the Eagles" on my guitar.
Uh-huh.
The drummer turned out to become Stephen Malkmusson, the Jixx's drummer.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only thing interesting I have. But
Good.
I do appreciate Joe Walsh, though, and I think In the City is the only good Eagles song.
Yeah, that's not really an Eagles song. That's Joe. I would consider anything Joe Walsh does in the Eagles to not be the Eagles, even.
Okay. That's all I have for you, but I hope you're doing well this new year, and take care, man.
You too. You have a great new year. Bye-bye. Be safe up there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking tonight?
This is Tim in Chicago.
Tim. T-I-M or T-I-N?
T-I-M.
Tim. What's up, Tim?
O-T-H-Y. Not too much. How's your night going?
Good.
Has it been a good show so far? I haven't been able to listen to it.
I think so.
That's good. It's good to hear. Do you have a nice New Year's?
Yes.
That's good. Well, I wanted to call and talk to you. I know that we're past Dogcember, but I have a very special dog that I wanted to talk to you about. Her name is Chloe. She's an 11-year-old pug, and I wanted to call and talk to you about her because I remember a few months back you were talking about your dog, Good and Poochie, having a little bit of a weight problem. And, I mean, Chloe's a very, very adorable dog. Her tongue's hanging out kind of all the time. She's very cute, very friendly. And she's a little overweight, too. And the way people talk to her sometimes, Tom, it's just disrespectful to me. And, you know.
Chloe's your dog? Chloe's your dog?
Yeah, Chloe's my dog.
Well, I mean, for health reasons, you could put the dog on a controlled diet, right? Just to take care of Chloe.
I don't think that she's got a weight problem per se. I think she's just naturally like the vet uses the phrase she could stand to lose a couple of pounds.
Yeah, so then maybe you try that. See if you can get the Chloe to lose a couple pounds just for her own good.
Well, sure. I mean, I hate to be the one to rob her of the joy of eating.
Yeah, sometimes you have to realize the way we look at feeding a dog. The dog doesn't look at it that way. They're going to just they're okay. They're generally okay with a little less food than we think a dog needs.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's fair.
And you can't put like pleasure and all those things you put onto it. It's bad enough humans go through it, but you can control it for the dog, and it's not going to make or break them necessarily. You can talk to a vet about what a responsible diet is for a pet.
And, sure, and I'm following the vet's.
Okay.
Suggested dosages pretty well. Yeah. But, like, so we were walking the other night, Chloe and I were, and there was this group of people, of three, and one young woman says to the other,
oh, look at this fat dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, excuse me.
Very rude. I get it. It is rude. But, you know, look, we're in a world of rude people. People say mean things about people 1,000 different ways. And so you know how great that dog is, and you don't worry.
Yeah.
You don't worry. Right. Dumb people keep being dumb. It's funny how that works. It's funny how it works that the dummies stay dumb.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for 2018? You got any goals here?
Any goals? I'm working on a couple things. I've been kind of in a creative surge over the past 6 months or so.
Okay.
And I went to school for English, for nonfiction writing. And my undergrad I finished in 2009, and I've kind of always wanted to go to grad school. But over the past 6 months, I've been like really thinking clearly and writing a lot and really thinking that I'd like to just pursue that and just try and just do an academic life, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I think my goal for 2018 is to kind of see if I can continue on this feeling of just like, you know, feeling motivated creatively, and then if I'm feeling the same way at the end of the year, then I can think about actually, you know, wanting to try and put all of that money and effort into going back to school.
Sure. Okay. Well, that sounds like a good goal.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Keep the creativity going.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Go ahead. Before you let me go, I wanted to run by some Velvet Underground trivia that I read recently.
Let's hear it.
If you'd heard it before.
Okay, let me see if I can do it.
All right. Did you know? I mean, it's not really like a...
No, go ahead, go. Like let's hear it. You don't have to qualify. Shoot the questions at me, bro.
Did you know that Tugboat by Galaxy 500...
Yeah, it's about Sterling Morrison, his career after Velvet Underground. He worked on a boat.
Oh, you're so good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you like
what
that book? Did you like the Lou book?
Yeah, I did. I like that in conjunction with the book Dirty Boulevard. I feel like they both balance out the story of Lou Reed.
What's Dirty Boulevard like in comparison to the
same thing? Hits on certain things more than the Lou Reed, the new Anthony DeCurtis book does. I feel like they both they lean in different directions, and they get between the two of them, you can get the whole story.
Okay.
So what you got? Any other questions for me? Come on. Give me some other ones. What do you got?
Other trivia questions?
Yeah. Come
on. Oh man.
Come on.
I don't know. I just got really excited when I was reading about the Bells, because I didn't know that Don Cherry played on that.
Yeah, that's what
on that record.
And it's amazing how proud Lou Reed was of the album The Bells, and how it really is that song especially is kind of like he thought that was one of the best things he ever did.
Yeah. And it's, I think, like, of all the things that he really went to bat for,
mm-hmm.
like, that is probably, that's probably the most, that's one of the, most merit. There were a lot of things on there that he was, you know, till the end, he was saying, no, this is good. And it really wasn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Bells is the one that he was always saying was important, and I think that it really was.
Yeah. Well, I still am planning on doing this Lou Reed, Adam Sandler podcast thing, which I've been working on the groundwork for it, and I got the one going. I think it's going to be good if I can pull it off.
I mean, to be upfront, I had a roommate who for 2 years was just nonstop telling me that I had to listen to the best show.
Mm-hmm.
And no knock on you, But, you know, it was one of those situations of just, he would just talk to me about it so much, and I was just like, I'm never going to listen to this.
No, 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 pushes you the other way. Pushes you the other way. You're like, no, I'm not going to listen. Oh, you got to hear this. No, no.
I think when I finally came around, you, like, the first episode that I listened to, you mentioned that.
Yeah, I've been working on it. I worked on it this month.
I've been hooked ever since.
Well, we're going to do it.
I can't wait.
All right, my friend. You have a great night and a happy new year.
You too.
Best show.
Hi. I would like to ask a question. Could you be quiet, please? I'm on the air.
No, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to be quiet. It's my show. Why would I be quiet?
No, I'm telling Angela, Thomas. I am.
Hey, Angela.
I want to know, why do you never talk about Jack Weston with Doris Roberts?
Why do I never talk about Doris Roberts?
Yes.
Or Jack Weston?
Jack Weston.
Who's Jack Weston?
That's your father. We all know this.
Hey, how long did you work on this little comedy routine of yours?
About an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, I wish you could get the time back. I wish there was a way you could get this time back. Well, let's talk honestly. Look, I'm not going to hang up on you.
Can I get a voucher?
I'm not going to hang up on you.
Oh, don't, please.
Who do you think I sound like for you to say those are my parents? What is that?
Jack Weston. You sound exactly like Jack Weston. You never saw the problem with the, well, he wasn't in the problem with the Hard Rock, but there was a lot of movies he was in. You sound exactly like him.
Well, what's your name, my friend?
This is Tony from Bayonne.
Tony, oh boy.
Yeah.
Tony from Bayonne. You ever hang out at that Quick Check?
No, I never been there. I don't buy bootleg movies.
You don't hang out at that green Quick Check?
Well, maybe I do. What's it to you?
Well, I'm asking you a question, tough guy.
And I answered you, big boy.
Yeah, what's it to you? Hey, here's the thing for you. Why don't we meet in the parking lot of the Quick Check? I'll buy you a sandwich.
It's a Dwayne Reed, get your story straight, and it's a Chinese guy, and it's $5 a movie. Get off me.
Get off me. Tommy,
love the show, Tommy.
Look, you're going to have a great year, I can tell. What was your name again?
Tony from Bayonne.
Mike, you know this guy? You do. Is he a good guy? You vouch for this guy? Mike vouches for you. Mike vouches for you.
Would you people shut up? I'm on your way there, you goddamn... Sorry.
No. Be trashy, please, by all means.
No, but that...
Give everyone a taste of Bayonne. Come on, go for it now. Hey, everybody, this is what it's like. This is the Bayonne.
This is what it's like to be in Bayonne. We can't get out. We can't get in. We're just stuck here.
Will you shut up? Angela, will
you
shut up?
I'm over here now. What are you doing?
No, it wasn't. You're going, Angela, will you shut up? I'm trying to talk on the radio.
You know what I did do with Chuck Webner? I'll be honest with you. I did do with Chuck Webner.
Chuck Webner. What'd you do? You stepped on someone's foot and he fell over?
What's your problem, big boy?
That's what doing a Chuck Webner is. You step on somebody's foot and they fall over. Then you talk for 80 years about how you knocked them out.
Can I do a plug?
Can you do a plug?
Yeah, Bennington, 12 to 3, Sirius XM. I don't know if it's 99 or 103. I don't really care. But,
Yeah, that's how plugs work. You don't care where it is.
You're right.
It's a very effective plug.
Channel 99. Yeah, channel 99.
You don't care. I don't care where it is.
All right.
Well, you kind of should if you're going to do a plug. Well, do you go on that show? You call in? You call in that show?
I love them. I call all the time.
Good. They're nice.
I'm Joe Pooh. I drink my own pee.
All right.
I think we're at the end, Tom.
What's that?
I think we're...
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Paul in Toronto.
Paul in Toronto. You hear that last... What is that guy, Mike? You vouch for that guy? He's aggressive. The customer. He sounds like a cheap hood. Right? Well, suddenly I feel like it's like Friends of Eddie Coyle. Right? Friends of Eddie Coyle, a Port of Call Bayonne. Friends of Eddie Coyle 2, Port of Call Bayonne. Mike and Tony.
Yeah, I don't hang out at the, I don't hang out there. What's it to you?
I don't care. Like I care. Like I care what this hood is saying. Doesn't he have to be out at the docks, that guy? Doesn't he have something to fence? He seems like the kind of guy who would go for the, it's like Bruce Springsteen wrote that song Meeting Across the River about that guy. Yeah, he's the kind of turn a blind eye kind of guy. Like that guy, right? They tell him, hey, why don't you go take a powder. Just 40 minutes, you step away.
I see nothing.
Look, he seems like a great guy though. Okay. Why do I say that? Because I'm now vaguely terrified of him. Hey, Mike. I was talking to a guy on the other side. We got a truck full of bootleg DVDs. Me and Tony are gonna bring them in down Route 1. And we'll all watch Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and have some fun. Hey, Mike. I heard Tony got pinched in the parking lot of the Green Quick Check. He had a bootleg copy of Thor Ragnarok. And now he's a stand-up guy. He's going to do his time standing up. But we still got, what do they call those storage tanks, Mike? Those things in Elizabeth? Those storage containers? The freight things they load up? You know the things, right? The things they put. Hey, Mike. We're going to steal some souffleur from IKEA out on 13A. Then we'll go inside and get some Swedish meatballs. How are you, caller?
I'm doing quite well, I'm doing quite well, Tom.
Thanks for calling. To whom am I speaking?
This is Paul in Toronto.
How's it going in Toronto tonight, Paul?
Pretty cold.
It's cold.
But anyways, I just wanted to, bring up something that, I saw last week. I don't know if you've ever been in kind of Mission of Burma, but one of their, collaborators
passed away.
Holly Anderson, she passed away just the last week. And I didn't even know this, that she was a first responder in 9/11. So
yes, very sad.
And yeah, she wrote the lyrics for Micah, which is definitely one of my favorite songs on that Verses album, and also did the artwork. And I just kind of thought that it kind of flew under the radar.
What was her name again?
Holly Anderson.
Holly Anderson. Yes, you're right. It was very sad, and she. She was a contributor to the success and magnificence of Mission of Burma, and she should be honored.
That's correct. And also Fred Cole passed away.
Another huge one.
Sometime in November, and that was just devastating.
Unbelievable. You think of Fred Cole, my friend. What was your name again? I'm so sorry.
Paul.
Paul, you think of Fred.
I've called in a few times, and I think I got one in the wind. And a lot in the.
Paul,
I got that company one time.
Paul, you're winning tonight. You're winning tonight, my friend. You're winning tonight. You got to think. You think about this. You think about Fred Cole. Has anybody ever had a more perfect streak of the art is great and they were always cool, and everybody, they were never like, you know what I mean? Like, he never struck out.
No, he was always great. And I have that, I still haven't found the Sharpling Worcester Live with Third Man, but I do have the Black Lips one, and the cover of the Lollipop Shop, and that's pretty fantastic. Yeah. But also, I know that you're also a fan of Booster Do, and Grant Hart also passed away, but
yes. That was over the summer.
No, I was just going to say, at the same time, you know, yesterday I picked up a copy of Mike Kroll, the reissue of his first two albums.
Yeah.
Which I learned about Mike Kroll.
He's still here, right?
Pardon me?
He's still here, right?
Oh, I know, but, like, on the bright side, like, I did pick that up on vinyl. And,
great.
Well,
he's great.
Where did I hear it from you? I heard it from you.
Well, you know what, Paul? It is my pleasure. I'm glad you found something you loved. That's as good as it gets, and that's all we can ask is to find things we love. And you know what? You're right, especially about Fred Cole. Think about it. It's like if this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worth a nickel, he would be in it already.
Twice over.
You're going to have a thing called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you don't have Fred Cole in that thing? Right? Think about that. They actually call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there's no MC5 in the thing, but there's no Fred. Like, what is that thing? But don't worry, Timothy B. Schmidt, Timothy B. Schmidt can walk in there and then look at himself being honored there. Don't worry, the Eagles can walk in there and be like, yeah, we're in this. Can you imagine that? The MC5 and Fred Cole and Tootie, they're not in that thing. For Dead Moon, all the body of work. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. My eye.
Oh.
Right? My eye. That's what I says to that. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, my eye.
Well, we got you.
But
we
look,
got you, Tom.
Yeah, I ain't going to be in no Hall of Fame in my lifetime. You know what? Who cares? What Hall of Fame am I supposed to be in? Am I supposed to be next to Garrison Keillor, right?
Well, that right? Creep. Well,
that creep. We're going to be next to that creep.
Call that.
Yeah,
that
I called
was
that
a
yeah,
low-key
yeah,
one.
Tell me I didn't get that one. That was a long shot. That was, I played the long game on that one. Nailed that bum on the way out. Always knew. Why do you think I played that clip for the last 3 years of the guy talking about, I was in the back seat of a car and I tried to undo the bra and I was feeling in the trying to get to second base and I thought I could do the, like they made us read Alfred J. Prufrock at gunpoint.
And that announcer, that interviewer, Garrison.
Well, hell, you took down a Gian Gomeshi back in 2009. You're on point, Tom. Like, you know, you're a legend, man.
Now, look, I'm not here to take.
You don't need a Hall of Fame. You're your own Hall of Fame, and we all love you.
Thank you. You know what? I started the podcast Hall of Fame last year. I'm in that.
Yep.
Best shows in that.
Well, either way, like I don't want to take up too much of your time.
You're
running
sweet,
out of
you're a
time,
sweet
but...
guy. You're a sweet guy. You have a great New Year. Thanks for calling, my friend.
You too.
All right. Enough's enough, though. I don't need to. Again, January 8th, Monday, January 8th. The Meet My Friends of Friends. My Friends podcast starts 236 episodes. The first handful coming starting next Monday. We got that. We got the Patreon. Patreon.com/TheBestShow. That's where you get the exclusive stuff. We're going to do a half hour power next. And the only place you can get that is on the Patreon. You subscribe and you get exclusive audio over there. The Best Show post show. Got all sorts of stuff happening, man. And think about it. 2018, you set your goals. You figure out what you want the year to be, and you do it. Right? You do it. Ain't that how it works, Mike?
Yeah.
You got any goals for this year?
Yeah, I got a few.
Okay. He's got a few goals. That sounds like a question. Look, well, I'll bring that up on the half hour of power with this guy. Find out his goals. Find out his goals for 2018. Find out what he's thinking. What he's thinking he's got in mind. I don't know. But, yeah. We do it. And we do it. And we do it more. And we keep it going. Because that's all you can do, my friend. You try to do it, and you do it. And we're here doing it, and the best show does it every Tuesday night. And I'm telling you right now, as long as I got a mouth on my face, I'm here on a Tuesday. There's other stuff I want to do? Yeah, of course. Of course there's other stuff. Do I want to write and direct and do the things I like to do? Yeah, of course. I want to get as great as I can at all that stuff. I'll do all of it. But you know what? There's one thing I'm never... I can be very good at those things. Do you know what I'm great at? This. Sitting here. Doing the thing, talking to you and to myself. And this is the thing that they can't replicate. They can't touch it. And that's why I'm going to keep doing it. And we're here every Tuesday, 2018. Surprises galore. The evolution begins. The evolution begins starting now. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned. Not stay tuned. Call in for the half hour of power coming up in a matter of minutes. It'll come out on Friday. Monday, first episode of Meet My Friends of Friends. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy New Year. And I will say this. The show doesn't happen. There's a few things that have to happen for the show to happen. I am here. John is here. The crew is here. That's half the equation. The other half is you. And I am grateful to all of you who come here and hang out and love the show. And I love you for loving the show. I'm glad it means something to you guys. And that it's something you want in your life. And that is all you can ask for something. Sure. Am I ever gonna... I don't care. I don't want to. What do I want to be? S-Town? I don't care. I don't care. This is it. They want what I got. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week.